The idea that no one is looking at the model presented by Mayor Rudy Giuliani in New York, which was very simple. If you throw a rock, you're arrested. If you throw a bottle, you're arrested. And all of a sudden, New York was, and it literally was almost overnight, New York became safe.
The John McCullough Show, weekday evenings at 6 on The Patriot.
And we're back on Sports Talk with Mark Wilson, who's on camera.
Who was that guy? We're talking with Mark Wilson on Sports Talk and taking your call to the former Parker and still Parker and the Man. You can give us a call at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. A lot to talk about, including this player that his father's out of control and is going to cost him draft pick. It's going to cost him money. Dan and Vi's Pizza Deli, an Eastside landmark since 1963, featuring great pizzas, sandwiches, subs, and people come from miles around for Dan and Vi's famous deli slice. It's a meal. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Dan and Vi's Pizza Deli is located on I-94 Service Drive at Chain Street. Easy on, easy off for you truckers. Herbal Healing Dispensary in River Rouge features up to 30 different strains of meds, large variety of edibles, waxes, and oils, all at competitive prices. For anybody with an MMMP card, free pre-roll for first-time patients, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8, and Sunday, noon to 6. Herbal Hearing Dispensary is on Jefferson between Schaefer and Outer Drive, and our Herbal Healing Dispensary has a drive-through. Or find Herbal Healing on Weed Maps. And the Fenton Hotel in downtown Fenton since 1856, a fine dining casual restaurant featuring prime steaks, fresh seafood, and more. Entertainment Tuesday through Saturday in the Panama Bar. It's worth a drive to the historic Fenton Hotel. Believe me, it's a great spot, folks. We're talking with Mark Wilson, taking your calls at 800-923-9385 or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Let's talk about the situation at UCLA Garden, a good ball player. His dad's going to ruin him. His dad's going to ruin him, Mark. His dad said he's better than Stephon Curry? Really? And he also said he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one when he played. He was in college, averaged 2 points a game. This guy's a nutcase, and he's screaming at the coach, double-team, when his son's playing for him. And he went down to see him, and he said, "Don't you go in the locker room," the coach told him. He walked right in the locker room on his own. Is he going to hurt his son's chances or what?
No. I'll tell you why.
Put too much pressure on the kid.
LeVar Ball's a weirdo, there's no doubt. And he's not the first parent to be a weirdo.
Not like that, though. Not like that.
Richard Williams?
You got selective memory. Because I'll tell you a guy. And it was a guy that I thought should have gone to Michigan State. He went to Duke. It was a terrible thing for Izzo because it was the first time Tom Izzo had a real number one ranked prospect player. I thought coming to East Lansing.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about Jabari Parker. And
oh, yeah.
Sonny Parker, his father, who played in the NBA for about 6 years with the Warriors, is as big a blowhard as LeVar Ball. Maybe it didn't hit as hard because social media has now got everything going. And, you know, he was just probably right at the beginning of all that a few years back. And a lot of people said, well, no one's going to want to pick Jabari Parker because of Sonny Parker. And I said, please, are you kidding me? You go for the kid who can play. You don't care about his dad. You worry about that some other time. College, yes, that was a bad situation. Luckily, Lonzo Ball's going to leave UCLA. Steve Alford is staying at UCLA. In fact, LeVar Ball today gave a nice vote of confidence to Alford staying at UCLA and not, you know, taking the Indiana job, if that was even possible. Archie Miller got that so fast. But I would tell you that if the kid can play, he's going to play in the NBA. It's not going to matter what his dad is doing. Barry Sanders' father was no joy to be around. He was a big blowhard, too. Said his son wasn't as good as Jim Brown.
He wasn't a bad person. And he told it like it was, unlike his dad, who doesn't know what it's like. Because he was a terrible player.
NBA, it's a star league. If the kid's going to play, he's going to play somewhere.
He's going to play, but I think they're going to put too much pressure on the guy to make a statement. You're just the opposite on Barry Sanders, Dad. Barry Sanders said that Jim Brown was the greatest running back, and he was either second or third best running back. He said just the opposite than this guy's dad did.
Yeah, but the whole point is that there's a father that made headlines. Fathers shouldn't be making headlines. But it happens, and especially it happens more in college than it does in the pros, but that even happened throughout Barry's career, his 10 years in Detroit, that his dad always popped his mouth off at something.
He wasn't that bad. This guy's just
again, Barry didn't play in social media era. He played in a time when the only time you saw, Sanders' dad was when we went out and got him on TV or something. There was no Twitter and Facebook and stuff for him to appear on back then. I can't imagine what he would have been like with that around. In fact, I don't want to know. It would have been a lot worse. So in this day and age where everything's tweeted out or Facebooked out or whatever.
I see your
Instagram,
point.
You see it a lot more. So if I'm a general manager and I want to pick Lonzo Ball first, second, third, he ain't. LeVar Ball ain't going to be the reason I'm not picking him. Take my word.
No, I understand that, but I think he's putting too much pressure on the kid.
Well, the kid looks like he can handle it, to be honest.
He didn't handle the last game. He went in the tank. He choked in the last game.
You got to give the credit to where the credit is due. It was, what Oregon did to them. I mean, it wasn't so much, the fact that happens in games.
Yeah, but not being the point guard, you're the focal person out there. He could have done a lot better, and he actually gagged at that last game.
So you think Lonzo Ball should be picked in the second round or not picked at all?
No, not at all. He's not going to be the number one guy picked, I don't think.
De'Aaron Fox outplayed him. De'Aaron Fox outplayed him. 39.
He killed him out there. I think he's an overrated player.
The question you're going to have from now until, through camps and through other things that they'll go through before the draft is whether or not the kid's good enough to be that good a player. I mean, I think he's shown his chops, and I think he'll be a good player, but I don't think that anybody in this draft is going to be a game changer anyhow. There's no LeBrons in this draft. There's no even D-Wades or Chris Boshes in this draft. There's a lot of Darkos, guys that are thought of highly that might not work out very well.
And drink before the games.
But I never thought much of this 2017 draft anyhow, so that's why the people that think that the Pistons need a better draft, I don't know who you want, because I don't think there's anybody out there that's going to change the game for you on this one.
I would have traded, and most people disagree with me, I would have traded Jackson for Rubio. I know a lot of people, because he doesn't shoot well, I would have still done it, because he's a much, much better point guard. He's an up-tempo point guard.
Well, I'll be the one to disagree with you. I think Ricky Rubio is not a winner.
And Jackson is?
Well, I think he's more of a winner than Rubio.
Oh, no. No. They play better without Jackson than they do with him. I don't think he's a winner at all. He's an egomaniac that thinks he's a star. He's not a star. And he's costing the Pistons a lot of money, and he's wasted here.
Rubio doesn't stay healthy, though.
Well, I can't. Neither does Jackson. He's a
I think they're both about even, Steven, when it comes to the health situation there. So that you kind of nix that. You kind of, one offsets the other.
But I think the offense runs smoother with Rubio than it is in Detroit with Jackson.
Dude, I got to tell you, the Pistons are so far behind what they need to do. I mean, we just talked about that in the first hour.
Yeah.
That, there's a lot. They have so many issues, so many things. Van Gundy was brought in to buy the groceries and cook the meal, and as Bill Parcells like to say.
Yeah.
And he's not buying the groceries well, and he ain't cooking the meal very well. So, there's a lot of issues going on there that will not be righted by the time they move into the new building, too, next year.
And one of them is not to sign Caldwell Pope, let him go somewhere else and be Brooklyn's headache. He said Brooklyn said he'll fit right in Brooklyn and maybe approve the team a couple of wins for a max contract. Not good enough. He's not good enough for anywhere near a max contract. And the Pistons payroll's third in the league. Tom Gorse said, we're going to still do everything to sign him. Tom Gorse, you're going to run this team right in the ground. And you got to quit sniffing jocks out there, Tom Gorse, who I think has done a good job as ownership. The charity he's done, it's really fantastic. But when he retires Rip Hamilton's number, he must have been high.
Well, you didn't like Rip getting 32 in the Raptors?
Rip was a quitter his last 3 years here, and he quit in the Bulls. He quit on the Bulls. He's a quitter. We don't want him. I go into one game. I leave at the end of the third quarter of a game. This is when he was out with an injury, and I'm walking past the dressing room. I see somebody in uniform. Who's that in uniform? Sitting there with his arm around a girl. It was Rip Hamilton. I almost said, hey, Rip, there's a game going on there. Don't you care? But I didn't do it. I just keep going.
There's no doubt that at the end of Rip's time in Detroit, certainly when he called Michael Curry a liar, and you know, that was something that was eye opening when he let that out of the bag. We were standing right there talking to him, and he flat out called Mike Curry a liar, which I was shocked by to this day because I didn't think that was.
He was a cancer toward the end here. He was a cancer.
At the end, I would say. I mean, I hate using that word, but I know what you're saying.
Let's we'll continue taking calls for Mark Wilson. And take your calls at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Heroes in Waterford's a sports-themed restaurant showing sports always on 14 HD TVs, a full bar with craft beers. Heroes has all homemade food cooked to order, the best white fish in the state, tender and juicy, direct from Lake Superior. Perch, salmon, cod, rainbow trout, and more. Fall off the bone, baby back ribs, pastas, chicken, burgers, and Heroes is known for fresh Greek salads and for an appetizer, baked brie to die for. Lunch and dinner specials, 7 days. Go to Heroes in Waterford, M59, 2 blocks west of Telegraph. Holly Wolf Pet Salon in Clinton Township does all breed dog and cat grooming. Create your own grooming. And Holly Wolf has a spa day for pets every day. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Holly Wolf Pet Salon, corner of 14 Mile and Beaconsfield by Macomb Mall. For more info, go to HollyWolfSalon.com. HollyWolfSalon.com. Did I do a good job on that? Yes. Bugner's, a dessert cafe downtown Pontiac, features baked goods, novelty desserts, ice cream, and a variety of made-to-order sandwiches, salads, soups, and more. Open Monday through Thursday, 11:09, and Friday and Saturday, 11:00 to midnight. Buckner's, a dessert cafe at 19 North Saginaw, entrance on the side. Find Buckner's, a dessert cafe, on Facebook. And Sedona Tap House in Troy just told me they feature 500 craft beers, a premium wine list, and beer advocate. Voted Sedona world-class beers. Sedona has a full menu, fresh hand-cut fillets, New York strip steaks, fresh seafood, pastas, a flatbread pizza, and more. Sedona has the best happy hour weekdays 3 to 7 and late-night happy hour. Sedona shows sports on 5 large-screen HDs, businessmen's lunches and dinners 7 days in an elegant, casual atmosphere, and a banquet room available at Sedona Tap House on Big Beaver, just east of I-75. We're talking the remainder of the show with Mark Wilson on Sports Talk, Parker and the Man fame. Taking your calls at 800-923-9385 or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Next week, we have to hope to have Ed Jockman on, the former, the Hall of Fame goalie from the Rangers and the Red Wings. And the following week, a week that's 2 weeks from tonight, we're having Dave Bing in the studio, the mayor and great Piston player. And we'll give you an email. We got calls coming. We'll take your email first, Alex.
Yeah, one of your friends, Orlando, Mark, I guess he used to work with you from Detroit, emailed then. Says he's your buddy and sports hero. Has a couple questions for you.
Who's this, you said?
Orlando from Detroit. Used to work with Mark.
Orlando!
Yeah.
He's now in Orlando or what? Or
he's here in Detroit.
No, his name, Orlando.
Oh, that's his name.
Yeah, he's not from Florida.
Why not? You get in Orlando, you should be in Orlando.
Orlando from Orlando.
Yeah, I know him, I think. I do. I think I know.
Well, a couple questions for both of you guys. Number one, do you think people would care about the Red Wings product in a new arena? The Tigers, will fans expect a winner after Mike Ilitch's death? If they don't, does Al Avila get fired? The Lions, are they ever going to make a real attempt at a playoff win?
That can't be answered by anybody.
And then what about a minor league football team by Gilbert or Gorge here in Detroit?
No, we got enough of this.
Well, you know, the NFL is going to change tomorrow, and this Las Vegas is going to change tomorrow with the vote that is coming. And after Roger Goodell sent the letter up to Oakland and to the mayor, Libby Schaaf, and to Ronnie Lott, that was not an option. Looks like that is now a completed, finished deal in Oakland. I have been told that the votes are there tomorrow. That might be right on the line at 24 votes, that tomorrow the Oakland Raiders will become the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised. Not
Phoenix.
Not,
all the news crews from here are down in Phoenix for tomorrow.
Not
the
a surprise.
Be no later than Tuesday, but I'm almost positive it's tomorrow. They want to get this done, and I think Goodell let the cat out of the bag with that letter to the city of Oakland. Mark Davis will officially become the most hated man in the United States tomorrow.
Just like his dad. He was the most hated guy in the United States before he died.
I was just gonna throw one Trump thing. Donald Trump, you're off the hook because Mark Davis will be the most hated man in America tomorrow.
Take an awful lot to get him off the hook, I can tell you that. As far as the Red Wings, as far as the Red Wings concerned, Mark, yeah, they want to see this team back in the playoffs. No question about that. I think the more pressure is on the Pistons, they've almost doubled their season ticket price, make the prices before they went in this swoon. And I can see them losing a lot of season ticket holders from Oakland County. They don't want to go down there. And now that the team is going to take this year,
I think the first year or two will be a fascination for the arena. So
it will.
They'll have that in their back pocket. There will not be empty nights at the LCA for either the Wings or the Pistons.
Well, let me tell you this, though, Mark. The price way too high. They've almost doubled their – see, and they had problems selling season tickets before. They almost doubled the price. They're going to have some problems. Not that a lot of people in Detroit can afford all that stuff.
Well, I got news for you. This is not going to be about individual people. Companies will buy those tickets. There'll be pressure to bear for a lot of companies.
Why didn't they buy them at the Palace?
They don't want to go to the Palace. They'll want to go to the LCA.
Well, I hope you're right. I'm glad they're moving downtown, I will say that.
I think Dan Gilbert's people alone will probably get a lot of people in there. And so it won't be the same kind of crowd that you saw at Joe Louis or even at the Palace, because I think that was more individuals. I think you'll see more corporations handing out free tickets or giving them to employees or using up the suites or whatever.
And don't forget, Mark, don't forget you got to put on the sign, cheer, make noise. Years ago, I see these damn signs up, I want to puke. Cheer, make noise. You don't disrespect the fans by telling them to make noise. They'll make noise when they want to make noise, when the team is doing well.
In a lot of places.
That's ridiculous. That shows you the sports fan of today compared to yesteryear.
What about the Lions, though?
No, the Lions. Who? Oh, the Lions. Okay. What do you see on the Lions this year? You like what Quinn has done in the offseason so far, I'm sure?
Well, I mean, I did like, obviously, T.J. Lang and getting Rick Wagner. I thought that, you know, those are two. I think it's an upgrade on the offensive line. I don't know that the offensive line needed a huge upgrade, but it got one. T.J. Lang especially is cool because T.J. bought a house in West Bloomfield. He already had a house on Upper Straits Lake, so he's just kind of coming home. And he'll make his career, his life now in Detroit, in the Detroit area, which I think is cool. I mean, he's, went to Eastern, and that's kind of neat that he gets to do that.
But let me ask you this. I don't mean to interrupt you. Mark, I'm going to tell you this. He wasn't rated as high as the guy that signed a free agent that's leaving Detroit.
Who, Chehalis?
Yes, he was rated ahead of him as the number one. The one, Riley Reiff, was rated the number one offensive lineman available, and they had T.J. Lang down there after that. So and he was fourth or something like that. What does that tell you?
What does it tell you?
That Riley Reiff is better than they thought he was, or what?
Well, I thought he was doing – I mean, look, is this an upgrade? I think it's a bit of an upgrade. Did the offensive line need to be upgraded for a guy who's blowing records out the door like Matt Stafford? Probably not. And they don't. And until they get a really
good
quality
point.
Running back in a running situation and a running game, you know, obviously it's not going to up the ante on the run game, so – the passing game seemed to be working okay. It is a little strange that the focus was on Wagner and Lang, because I think that Paul Warlow and D.J. Hayden and Cornelius Washington, if you go back and look at their numbers, they had the same – you know, all that Bob Quinn did was the same M.O. that has happened in Detroit for years. When they get free agents, I can almost guarantee you, you go to the stats and you look, they had a terrible year coming into their free agent year. And Warlow, Hayden, and Washington are from the Bears – had bad 2016s and are on the down low. And so, they never seem to get Pro Bowl players. They never seem to go out and get somebody you go, wow, how did they get that guy? Mm-hmm. You never say that. And I'm still concerned that the backup quarterback situation is Jake Rudock. I am. I don't – you're a hangnail or, I know Stafford's been very durable, but that's not going to last forever.
You're right.
And I always say you're only as good as your backup QB. I think we saw that in Dallas this year. We saw it the other way around. They found a guy who took him to the promised land in a way. They didn't go all the way that they wanted.
You don't think Rudy's the guy that can do that here, huh?
They got certainly further than they would have with Tony Romo. But and Tony Romo may end up at CBS. He's not even playing anymore because CBS is offering him a hell of a deal. So there's a lot of, sticky, dicey positions on this Lions team that make me go, there's nothing really changed yet. Prove it to me, Bob Quinn. Prove it to me, Rod Wood, that what we're seeing is different than we've seen. I don't know that it is yet. I hear a lot of people that don't like the fact that Jim Caldwell stuck around again. So there's that Lions situation. And you know, 60 years and counting. What can you say? I mean, it's SOL, right? SOL. Sees that all the time until something changes.
What do you got the Lions doing this year?
Well, we're way far from that. I want to see the schedule in total. I want to see where they go with, you know.
Okay, let me jump back in again.
To see what the draft looks like. You got to see what the draft looks like.
Who do you draft number one? Do you try to get a great deal with Adrian Peterson, which I think they should do?
I don't think Peterson has an interest in playing in Detroit. And I'll tell you what. Here's what I said Adrian Peterson needs to do. And he just said yesterday he's in no rush. He's going to take his time. And he wants $8 million. And that's where his jumping off point is $8 million. And it seems that Houston is his first choice. He seems to kind of wink-wink at the Texans. But if I'm Adrian Peterson at my age with my injury levels and where I've been in the last couple of years, I'm playing at least 8 of my games outside. I want to be on regular grass. And I want to be outside. And I know I'm going to be outside for 8 games if good I'm point. Out with a team that's got natural grass.
That is
outside.
Good point.
With those knees, I do not want to play on. Even and the turf is great at Ford Field, and it's a, you know, state-of-the-art now stuff, but it's still not like playing on grass. So if I'm him, that's what I'm looking at. I mean, if I were Adrian Peterson, would I really want to play? Green Bay. I want to be a Packer. But, you know, that's my advice to him.
Okay. All right, let me ask you this. And who do you draft for the number one pick? Do you go after McCaffrey?
Boy, so many of my guys, my boy John Davis loves McCaffrey. And, I mean, is he worth taking a shot at that with what's in the draft that you're going to get? You think you solidified, you know, your ends with Ron Washington, and you got another DB, and you got a linebacker. Linebacker is still a spot I would want to upgrade. I know it's fashionable to go with the specially talented player like McCaffrey. Everybody, you know, the chicks dig the wide receivers and the running backs. Or a QB. I mean, if that's the way you want to go, I think you're dissing your defense a little bit. Maybe you can get something later. I wouldn't be against it. I don't think I'm the biggest fan of it, but when I look at where the Lions are going to pick and the names that have been tossed out, they don't move me. So if McCaffrey was there, and you're able to do it without trading up, I would not have a problem drafting him.
They need a D end, a defensive end that's going to put pressure on the quarterback first and foremost.
Well, I want an edge rusher with Ziggy. There's no doubt that I want that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Cornelius Washington thinks he's that guy. I don't agree, but, you know, and whether you play DT or DE, I think all bets are off when it comes to how the Lions' defensive set is up, because your guy Dominican Sue will be going on another year without being a Lion anymore. So.
Thank God. Thank God. We'll continue on Sports Talk with Mark Wilson. We got emails and calls coming. Let's take a break and come back with Mark Wilson in a moment. Rusted Crow by Comerica in the new Little Caesars Arena shows sports on many HDTVs. Rusted Crow features a variety of entrees downtown, including the award-winning mac and cheeseburger. Rusted Crow's handcrafted spirits and cocktails. You'll dine in a rustic, eclectic atmosphere. Rusted Crow Detroit has lunch, dinner, and drink specials Tuesday through Sunday. Rusted Crow, a perfect place to go before and after the games. Downtown Rusted Crow Detroit on the corner of Adams and Park, first floor of the Kales Building. College of Martial Arts in Sterling Heights, fun family karate for over 16 years for guys and gals from 4 to 104, rated one of the best schools from Google, Yelp, and Facebook. College of Martial Arts, corner of 15 Mile and Chandler. Online, comakarate.com, comakarate.com, comakarate.com. And Daily Diner in Waterford serves a variety of sandwiches, burgers, dogs, and specialty salads and homemade soups. Breakfast, a unique variety of almonds. You got to have Daily Diner's Hillbilly Eggs Benedict, complete with raisin toast. It's great. Breakfast and lunch specials, 7 days, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. They got great food over there. Discover Daily Diner on M59, just west of Telegraph. 800-923-9385 is our number. If you'd like to speak with Mark Wilson, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Let's take a call and then go to your emails, Alex. Ken in Livonia, you're on Sports Talk with Mark Wilson.
Okay, Ron, thanks. Listen, Mark, you were talking about this earlier, about this move they made, Cameron Maven. And now with this injury in right field, it really looks like a bad move. Was he a troublemaker in the clubhouse? Because I still don't understand that trade.
Who's that, Cameron Maven?
I've only heard, still surprised that they were that quick to dump Maven as soon as the season was over. So, no, I haven't heard If it is, I haven't heard it.
I'll tell you, here's what I think.
I heard he towed the line. He was a good teammate when he came back.
Oh, he was a good teammate.
He was a leader.
Yeah, he was
here's what I think happened. I mean, again, I'm interrupting. I don't mean that, Mark. This is why, because he was making a lot of money, but also he's been injured his whole career. He misses half the season, and he had the career year last year, and they didn't feel he could repeat that year, and they wanted somebody a little more, covers more territory in center field than he does, and so that's why they made the move.
He wasn't that bad of an outfielder.
No, he wasn't, but he wasn't that great of an outfielder either.
But they have nobody to replace him is what I'm going to
say. I'm
going to
say watch Matuk. Look out for Matuk. That's my feeling on it.
All right, what's the deal with this Moya in right field? Have they given up on him? I remember a few years back, they were talking about him like he was another Cabrera. What happened?
Not quite there, but he just hasn't developed, and he's just, we don't know what. I mean, he's not a good outfielder. He can't throw. And putting him and Moya in the, him and Moya and Upton in the same outfield, you got to get a guy in center field. Oh, I know. It sounds bad. It is bad. You got a guy in center field that's got moved like DiMaggio or Mantle or something like that. And that's why, and I don't think Cameron Maybin would have been capable for that.
He looks like a starting right fielder. Until Martinez comes back, Moya. They started Moya today,
oh my God.
And they tried to drop the normal
Steven
lineup.
Moya is, he's not spectacular in any one area.
He's got power. He's got power.
Some power. I think people look at him like he, because he kind of looks like Giancarlo Stanton, and he's not anywhere near Stanton.
Oh, God, no.
And then it looks like he might have a touch of speed, but he doesn't.
No, he doesn't run that well.
He's okay fielder, but he's, you know, for his five tools, they're all fairly mediocre.
Not the five tools are. I don't even see the five tools running, or not fielding is not one of them. The throwing is not one of them. So, no, I don't see the five tools, but he's got some potential.
So big. When he's in the batter's box, you know, you're thinking, hey, you know, every time up he can hit one out. But
we'll do it then sometimes.
He's going to have to be there on opening day in right field. I can't see any other option there.
They better have Matuk in center field and not. And listen, I just see the outfield concerns me a little bit, a lot, to be honest with you.
All right, real quick here, I got a trivia question for you guys. This might be too easy for Mark, but I'm going to ask it anyway. The Magic team that won it all, 79, who were the other four starters?
The what team?
Magic Johnson, Michigan State.
The other four starters in the 79 team were Ron Bobo Charles, Jay Vincent, Terry Donnelly. Did I do four? Terry Donnelly, Charles, and Mike Berkovich?
Vincent.
No, you're missing one guy.
Vincent.
I said Vincent, Charles.
You said Vincent.
Donnelly, and Jay, Vincent, Charles, Donnelly, Magic, and Mike Berkovich.
The guy from Windsor.
The guy that does
Mike Berkovich. Did I get it right?
Games. There's a hint for you. He does the Piston games.
Oh, Gregory Kelser.
Oh, come on, Mark. Me too. That's stupid.
That was stupid. That was terrible.
Well, what about in high school? Who was his teammate when he won the championship?
God.
Magic Johnson.
I have no idea who that was.
I had him on the show a few weeks ago, Bruce Fields, hitting instructor in the Tiger organization.
Bruce the Tigers, right. Hey, Mark, I got to ask you this in closing.
You're interrupting each other. Hold on just a second, Ken. Go ahead.
Go ahead, go.
He and Irvin combined for 25 points. Irvin had 25, he had zero.
Yeah. Don't get on my boy like that.
That's
good. That's good.
For years.
I want to ask you, Mark. A few years back, you were on with Rob on during the week, 7 to 10.
Right.
You had that thing with the Hank Aaron and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That show on radio, I listen to it every night. There's absolutely no options now. It's just garbage. Is there any chance of you guys getting together and coming back? I love that show.
Well, we're doing our individual. You know, Rob's on Fox Sports 1 now. You know that, right?
Yeah, he's out in L.A.
Los Angeles. He's on FS1. In fact, today and tomorrow and all next week, he's on the air on Fox Sports Radio. He's doing national Fox Sports Radio now.
And that's because he missed those Golden Girls marathon. They just ended.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
He did. Mark knows that.
Rob and I will do some podcast stuff. If you go to parkerandtheman.com, you can see a podcast we actually did in January. If you want to go listen to it, you're more than welcome. Bernie Fratto was on with us, too.
The heck with Bernie Fratto. And tell him I said that, too.
Yeah, Bernie's here in Las Vegas with me. But we did it. Rob comes to Vegas every so often, so we thought we'd do some podcast stuff. So you can always go check parkerandtheman.com and you can see our and listen to our podcast. We take like 50 minutes, under an hour.
Tell Bernie I said hello.
But I got to tell you, I'm in the car at night, and that you guys didn't have any guests. You didn't take that many calls, but honestly, God, that was the best sports show on.
What do you mean? We couldn't tell you calls. We had
I'm
guests.
Telling you that compare it to what
our ego
now.
Was so big. You know, we didn't have guests because we always figured we knew more than they did.
Take care.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Ken, for the call. Let's go to the emails. You got emails now. Go ahead.
Yeah, plenty of them. John from Wyandotte. First off, can Mark talk about the Goose Looney's incident in the 88 Red Wing playoff run? What really happened?
Are you talking about the in Edmonton, the drinking and all that?
Yeah, Goose Looney's, yeah.
Oh, McCarty.
So none of us went. None of us were there.
Peter Klima was involved there.
In 88, yeah.
Yeah, Peter Klima. I had Peter Klima on my show last, and I never asked about that. I should have. I never asked him about that.
It was supposedly worse than we heard because, remember, again, long before social media, the internet, and we didn't travel to Edmonton when the Wings were in the early stages of getting back as a playoff team, so we didn't go to that particular series. But I heard it was just a knockdown dragout. It was a drunk fest. It was incredible. And had it been today, I bet you six or seven of those guys would have been suspended for a week. So I don't know every detail. I don't think every detail's ever really come out about Goose Looney's, but it was worse than was led to believe. But it was at a time when in Edmonton in the 80s, no one paid much attention. You only heard bits and pieces of it. So I guess they'll take it to their grave, those guys, the ones that were around when that happened.
Yeah, let's go to the other email.
Yep, Glenn from Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, Glenn back. Nice to have you, Glenn. He's from Detroit.
Yep.
He's an old fan of mine from years ago, right? Yeah.
Yep. Question for you, Mark. The most interesting athlete you've ever interviewed, as well as the biggest jerk you've ever interviewed?
Most interesting? Well, that's...
You didn't say interesting. That wasn't the word.
Interesting, yeah.
Okay.
I would tell you this, but you're going to think I'm an idiot, but that's fine. I'm cool with that. I said it before. The best thing I ever did in terms of an interview was going and meeting Secretariat. I got to actually meet Secretariat. Technically, I did put the microphone in front of Secretariat and got a nay out of them. So a horse would be my most interesting, I guess, other than, I've always loved talking to Jack Nicklaus. Jack is my most interesting. When I go down and someone asks me who's the best, I always think Jack first. So Jack Nicklaus always will be my most interesting guy. I don't know why. And I've always been on record saying the guy that I thought was the biggest jerk was, and I'm not afraid to say it, it was Jerry Ball.
Oh, he was a beauty, wasn't he?
Oh, Jerry Ball was, let me tell you, one of my favorite moments was when Jerry Ball, we were talking to him after, some horrible Lions game, and he says to us sitting there, "You don't know what it takes to win a championship." So I looked around and went, "Well, neither do you." I said, "You never won in high school. You didn't win at SMU, and you haven't won in the pros. So what the hell do you know about winning a championship?" I'm telling you, he stood up. I thought we were going to go at it. I thought he was going to punch me. And I kind of wanted him to take a shot because it'd make my career. I said, "I've been a part of more championships than you have. What did you ever win?" And it shut him up, I guess, but he was like just a jerk. I just never felt for that guy. And when he left the Lions, I thought that was a happy day. Other than that, I don't have that many jerks. The guys are pretty good. If you're good with them, they're pretty good to you.
Oh, I'll give you come the law. I was a jerk.
And Mike Moore of the Tigers was no joy.
Really?
Mike Moore. Do you remember the thing he had with Jay Berry?
When did it ever happen to Jay Berry?
I don't know where Jay is, but Jay had a thing that was recorded on camera where Mike Moore was just screaming at him. He was an unfriendly person. He wasn't a good. And Tim Belcher was no thriller.
Really?
Yeah.
Very.
But most of the guys in Detroit have been very good. Hockey guys are great. I never had a problem with any hockey. Keith Primo, we had a thing once, but that was my fault. Other than that, I don't, Jerry Ball, he just ranks right up there with me.
Yeah, we're talking with Mark Wilson on Sports Talk and taking your calls at 800-923-9385. The biggest one I had was, did you ever interview this guy, Alex Johnson? Oh, my God.
The old Tiger?
Oh, He won a batting tie with the Angels when he refused to play in the last game because he had a 1% lead. And I don't mean a point percentage of 0.1%. He won the batting titles when Yastrzemski went 0 for 4. He said, well, I don't have to play then. Right. You know, he came in, and I tried to interview him once in the batting cage. He was a real jerk, so I walked him. I said, I'm going to get him someday. Never thought I would. Then Paige calls. We got him on the show. He's all mine. Comes on the show next day. I said, Alex, my guest Alex Johnson on Sports Talk. And Alex, you, the media didn't like you. You didn't like the media, did you? No, no, they didn't like me. I didn't like them. All the way down to the show today, Alex, I was trying to think of the nicest thing I ever heard anybody in the media say about you. And I found it, that you're a prick. And well, Bob Page naturally jumped up going with his tirade.
Hold on, you just reminded me that when I was in Miami, the two offensive line gurus of the Miami Dolphins from the way back when, those great Shula teams, Bob Kuchenberg and Ed Newman, if you remember those two names, those two guys were pieces of work, too. We did not get along. I did not get along with Kuchenberg and Newman. I forgot about that, but that was Miami.
Well, so Page said, you can't say that on TV. And I said, all right, bleep it out, and I'll tell you everything else they called him. And this guy just sat back and just didn't know what to do. I shut Alex Johnson right up. Of course, he shut up for good. Now he just died, and it's too bad.
Question for you, Mark. Why is it so hard for NHL teams to repeat?
Oh,
nobody's
yeah.
done it since the Wings.
That's a great question, really, because you would think, you know, trotting out the same guys for the most part, you'd have the same kind of results for a couple of years. I don't have an answer to that. I don't know why is it hard to repeat, and nobody's done it since the Wings. And
I'll give you one reason: the travel. And when you travel all those miles, and then you go deeper in the playoffs, it takes a little bit out of you more. And I think that's part of it—the travel.
But Ron, I got another. I can come up with another reason.
What's that?
You know, there's no sport that has as many trades at a trade deadline like the NHL has. So I think there's too much tinkering with teams, even good ones.
Oh, really?
And so a lot of times you overthink it and you tend to tinker too much at trade deadlines because there is no. Sometimes basketball has no trades and the NHL has 100 trades at the trade deadline. Baseball doesn't have anywhere near as many either anymore. Used to, not as many, because I think teams stay where they are, and that's gotten criticized in the past. But I think if you're looking at why does a National Hockey League club not get the ability to. You know, like the Blackhawks or the Bruins recently, or the Kings, or you know, we'll see with the Penguins. I think it would be because of they tinker too much and they overthink themselves. That might be a reason for me.
Too much parity, maybe.
No, I don't think there's that much parity. I think there is too much parity in hockey too. I think it rises quickly in hockey. I think you know it's top of the year who the teams are going to be.
No, not at all.
Basketball or the NBA?
Not at all. The NBA is more. Oh, but you know where the teams are going to be, not in hockey.
No, Ron, you can say it flat out. You know that starting the season, 25 NBA teams have no shot. 25
minutes. Well, yeah,
shot.
I agree with that, but I'm saying in hockey, you have no idea who's going to win because Tampa's supposed to be in first place last 2 years. They pooped in their pants both years. He may make the playoffs this year. And you got the team here, and the team finishes 16th. Comes in the last day, gets in the playoffs, and wins at the L.A. Kings a few years ago. You can't really tell in hockey who's going to win. Boy, in the NBA, you know it's going to be one of three or four teams. That's for sure.
Well, there you go, then. That's another reason why you don't see back-to-backers in the NHL.
That's what I think. If you have a question for Mark Wilson, boy, we don't have that much time left here. Give a call at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, and email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Don't forget, next week we hope to have on, either Saturday and Sunday, we hope to have on the former goalie of the Red Wings and the New York Rangers, the Hall of Famer, Ed Jockeman. And 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to have on the studio the former mayor and Piston great Hall of Famer, Dave Bing. Ramshorn and Southfield on 12 Mile East of Northwestern with that big breakfast special weekdays for $3.89. You get three eggs, meat, hash brown, pancakes, or toast. Or you can visit Ramshorn in Rochester Hills, Roseville, and Fraser. ProMed Pharmacy in Garden City just opened, offering great deals for all your pharmaceutical needs. And that's at ProMed. You'll save time, reduce effort, refills ready when you need them. ProMed has free delivery within 24 hours. Most insurance is accepted. 10% senior discount. ProMed Pharmacy on Ford Road, just west of Middlebelt. Call ProMed Pharmacy, 734-466-5001. 734-466-5001. ProMed Pharmacy. And Light Hookah Lounge in Novi has premium hookahs and a casual yet upscale atmosphere. Light Hookah Lounge shows sports on 10 big screen TVs. Open 7 days from 5 p.m. Light Hookah Lounge sells hookah products, charcoals, and hookah heads to go. Friday and Saturday, a DJ party at Light Hookah Lounge, downtown Novi on Main Street. Visit lighthookah.com, lighthookah.com. Okay, and if you have water in your basement, you should call Martin Sewer Cleaning, 734-752-8974. Martin Sewer Cleaning serves all of Metro Detroit and is rated number one with BBB and a 5-star rating. So if you need sewer work in your home or business, call the best, Martin Sewer Cleaning, for free and home estimate 24/7. 734-752-8974. 734-752-8974. Get emails galore. Go back to another one then, Alex.
Yep, we have Jeff from Ferndale. Mark, what are your thoughts on pro players in the Olympics, World Baseball Classic, things like that, in light of Miguel Cabrera's injury and others that get injured? Should they pull the plug on it or continue it?
You mean major league players, not pro players.
Yeah.
Big difference.
And also, do you think the Lions should draft a running back? And if so, what round? Would you take Joe Mixon, the controversial Oklahoma product?
Ooh, that's the one there that's on the
I don't like Joe Mixon any. I don't like his game anyhow, so I wouldn't take him. And but as far as the WBC goes and playing the pro guys and the NHL with their current controversy with the Olympics, I've always said, look, you want the best players representing the United States. If it's pros, then it's pros. But you have the conflict with guys getting paid big money. And those are the first orders of business. Those contracts are, first and foremost. And so it's a catch-22. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't, I suppose, because we're not going to go back to a day, I don't think, when we'll have amateur baseball player, amateur this or amateur that. That seems to be gone. So they got to work the NHL thing out. The WBC, when you hear about guys, even K-Rod, pulling a tweaking this or tweaking of that, or Biggie tweaking this or tweaking that, you get very nervous, and you don't want that to affect your season. That's why I don't really like the WBC. I'll be honest with you. I don't think it's necessary. It was exciting, the USA won, but I never saw the necessity for it, and I certainly don't like it during spring training. I would do it before spring training.
That's what I said the other day.
But that requires those guys to kind of be in shape all the time, which is what they should be anyhow, I suppose.
A lot of them are.
Huh?
A lot of them are.
Yeah, no, that
unlike years go by.
It's a year-round thing now, so they should be ready to go. I just don't like it during spring training. I think it throws everything out of whack, especially with, season coming up so fast, and then you got guys, but it's just baseball, they're playing games, and Ian Kinsler, I think, probably helped himself a little bit, he hit a home run in the championship game, and it was good to see Victor's home run for, Venezuela. I mean, that was okay. I just never understood the purpose of the World Baseball. We didn't really need it. But if people like it, then that's a good event.
One of the greatest thrills of Jim Leland's life.
And the only thing I want to say about the Lions, again, with the draft coming up, where they're picking, if they're not going to move up or move down or whatever, I mean, you really have to consider, do you want to pass in Jabril Peppers and Taco Charlton? I want people to understand that.
There's your DN.
Michigan guys that we paid a lot of attention to. You asked for an edge rusher, that's Taco Charlton.
Yeah, but I want to jump back at this for a second, Mark. He's only had 1 year at Michigan where he produced anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. These are questions. And do you want to take a chance that Jabril Peppers becomes the second coming of Charles Woodson or something like that, and you didn't draft him when you had the opportunity? That's what you're going to have to ask yourself. Because Peppers, you watched. You watched his ability. You watched his athleticism. You know what he can do. You saw it day in and day out, week in and week out for a couple of years at Michigan. So better than anybody else saw it. Right now they got him pegged. I've seen one mock draft as low as 25 to the Texans. I've seen Charlton as low as 28 to the Cowboys. I've seen him higher than that. I've seen a couple of drafts where a couple of guys are saying that the Lions will go for either Cowboys.
There's been a couple of reports that he's going into the first 15 players chosen. I don't think that'll happen.
I've seen Peppers as high as 14.
Now drop to
14,
level,
13, yeah, that's what I heard.
Right around the Lions at 20, 21, 22, 23, that number. So, again, Christian McCaffrey's right there, too. Now, the Broncos really want him. So, if Denver takes him, at least you can wipe a brow and say, well, the Lions couldn't get him because the Broncos took him. So maybe that would be better if McCaffrey went beforehand. But if you like him, that, or what about Dalvin Cook? Do you like him at Florida State? He's going to be right there in that mid 19 to 25 range, running back out of FSU.
That's interesting.
There's a lot to do here in the next month to figure out, you know, with all these guys. You know, that there's, because there's some local interest and there's guys that you definitely think you have to have to fill position and needs.
All right, let's go to the Pistons again. Let's keep beating a dead horse if we can. And what do you do if you're Stan Van Gundy in the offseason?
I don't think there's anything you can do.
You may be right.
I mean, I hate to say it, but that's the NBA. NBA is a star player league, unless you're going to play on, I don't know, you're going to want to package. If you can tell me you can package, you know, AD and KCP and anybody else with and SVG and all the other initials to get Steph Curry, I'm in. But that doesn't seem likely. So if you're going to tell me you're going to package someone to get LeBron, doesn't seem likely. I mean, there's only a few star players in the league that make a difference. You know, look at Kawhi Leonard now. He's a guy. If you can package and tell me you're going to get him, no. Obviously, Pop isn't going to give him up. So
I think he's the MVP this year.
Magic, you know, or falling from the sky. You've got to go with what you got, and then you have to decide if that if Van Gundy's the guy that's even good enough to coach him. I'm not so sure he is. I'm lost on him for 3 years. I'll be honest. You got 2 years left on Van Gundy's deal at seven large, $14 million. Mm-hmm. I would say if you asked me flat out, should Van Gundy go, I would say, well, he's certainly on a very hot seat, and I might keep him one more year because I don't want to eat $14 million on a coach and GM. And then after next year in the LCA, if it doesn't work out, see, him I would bring over for 1 year, and if it doesn't, he's gone. Blashill's different to me.
Blashill, yeah, but let me ask you this. I think he's done
way,
a good job.
The Wings did get rid of Dave Lewis, who had 100-point seasons.
Oh, yeah, that was awful.
Better his second year.
I didn't agree with that.
They dropped him after 2 years.
The only reason they dropped him is that the goaltender – with the Kings stood on his head, and 52-16, the Wings outshot him. They won the series, and the goaltender stood on his head. The Wings lost, and I didn't think they should have fired him then. Okay, so you say Van Gundy, maybe a hot seat next year, and I'm not going to disagree with that. But I would find out, again, the payroll's way out of whack here, and they got to do something about that.
Well, I don't know what to tell you about the payroll. I mean, I know in basketball you have to be very concerned about that maybe more than any other sport because of the cap and because of what you're allowed to do and what you're able to do with, you know, your own players and max contracts. You know, you gave the big money to Andre Drummond, and that was, you know, it's hard not to give it to him because you don't want him playing somewhere else doing what he does. But nothing seems to be working there. It's the most mind-boggling 10 years of it not working there. 10 years, six different coaches. Joe's long gone, so you can't really put the blame on Dumars.
No,
anymore.
You cannot. Now, by the way, let's go and say North Carolina beat Kentucky 52-47.
They're beating.
No, it's still going on. Oh, yeah. 10 minutes to play.
What? I don't see that. Oh, yeah. Now I said I'm wrong.
Tar Heels are up 53-47. Right
yeah,
now.
I know. When I saw that, I thought it was a final because you pointed it to me. Now I see the 10:39 left in the second quarter. I picked North Carolina to win that game.
North Carolina is the only one that I'm going to get through to the Final Four, yeah. Final Four, so I'm good with that, I guess.
I have none left.
You got one more?
You have what?
I said I have nobody left from the Final Four.
No kidding.
A lot of people don't.
You're not alone.
South Carolina, though, are you serious?
No.
We're
not serious. We are, but no.
I can't believe it. We have Marcus from Dearborn Heights. Marcus's email is actually about the tournament. He says, what was a bigger upset in your mind, Mark, Florida over Wisconsin, which really was much of an upset.
No, that was much of an upset.
Or a surprise, or South Carolina over Duke.
Oh, South Carolina over Duke, just because I never think that Frank Martin can outcoach anybody. So, certainly not Krzyzewski. So, South Carolina, never a basketball school, never getting to a Final Four, never getting to the Sweet 16, I think. They never got to the Elite Eight or something.
They were a good baseball school, and Bobby Richardson coached. I'm showing my age there.
South Carolina's always, it's actually been a better, it was a baseball school until Spurrier got there for football, pretty much, or Holtz. But certainly never basketball. So to have Frank Martin, of all people, in the Final Four is one heck of an accomplishment. So that was the biggest one, to me, of what you're asking.
I think Wisconsin winning, that was an upset, too.
Over
Villanova. I couldn't believe that happened.
No, because that wiped out my national champion. I thought Villanova could go repeat. I thought they were going to back.
And also, this last one, I just did not think I did not think Kansas would lose, even though it was a third seed, with losing one of their best players. That was a shocker to me.
Well, especially after everybody anointed Bill Self as Saint Self. I thought they were going to
Saint Self. Saint Self.
Two of the apostles to put the great Bill Self in instead. And
he's 0 for 6 in the last six.
The common man. And all of a sudden, there they go. So that goes to show what everybody that I was listening to who told me, my God, Kansas is a machine. They're a machine.
They look
and
great.
You know what, Josh Jackson, you didn't pick MSU. Good for you. I'm glad you're out. You should have come to state with your buddies Nick Ward, Cassius Winston, and Miles Bridges. And Miles Bridges, please stay in school, but you're not going to. So what can I do about that?
I agree. I think you should stay one more year.
No, I don't think so. I wish he would make the poor decision. But, Ron, you got a chance to be 13 or 18 in the first round. You take the money. You got to do it, honey. You got to take the money, honey.
Well, what about next year's draft? Is that going to be stronger?
For him? I don't know if it'll be, I think it will be stronger. And I'm afraid if I'm Miles Bridges, I'm not going to take a chance. I'm going to be just like
I see both sides.
I'm taking the money. Now, if you told me he was a second round pick and he's going to, come up short or something, I definitely would stay in school.
What about late first round?
If it's down there in the 25 lower, I would stay in school. But I have not seen any mocks that have him any lower than 18. I've seen, and he his stock might rise yet. So he could get in that top 10 real easy.
Yeah,
we draft the way it is.
We're out of time, but I got to say one more thing though that as well for going like that. I think it's a bad rule to let somebody come in as a freshman. These guys aren't mentally ready for the NBA to come in that time. They're not smart enough for the most part, and I think
that's up to the teams to decide. Ron.
I know.
Up to the teams. They
just look at what's happened.
They wanted to
look what's happened. Mark, thank you as always.
Guys, thank you. And if you want to catch me, I'm at ParkerTheMan@Yahoo.com. I appreciate it, fellas.
You do that, and we'll have you on another month or so again, Mark. You do a good job.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark Wilson. What a man. We didn't still talk about the two deaths that much. We should have done more. Polsky's Pub and Grub in Clinton Township features the area's finest Polish and American cuisine, homemade pierogies, city chicken, kielbasa, sauerkraut, potato pancakes, steaks, prime rib on Thursday and Friday, and fresh seafood and more. And people love Polsky's homemade soups. Polsky's has lunch, dinner, and drink specials. 7 days, sports shown on many HDTVs, including a 14-foot crystal clear screen. Live entertainment Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Polsky's Pub and Grub, corner of Harper and Crocker. And Kelly's Pharmacy. Make Kelly's Pharmacy in East Point your one stop for all your prescription needs. A fast, friendly service. Kelly's Pharmacy beats all competitors' prices and offers free delivery to all of Metro Detroit. Kelly's Pharmacy is on the corner of Kelly Road and 8 Mile. Call 586-872-2525. 586-872-2525. And Cannoli Pastry in Dearborn features European, Italian, and French sweets and a variety of cakes, cookies, and sweet rolls made on the premises from noted chef Chuck. If you have a sweet tooth, go to Cannoli Pastry for the best pastries, including lobster tail stuffed with cannolis and their famous cronut. Cannoli Pastries, corner of Monroe and Michigan Avenue. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Alex, thank you.
Thanks.
And you can also listen to me, and I'll have an announcement on my restaurant in the next week or two. I've been saying that for a while, but it's coming. We had a good meeting today. I want to tell you that you can tune me in Friday mornings from 9 to 11 on AM 1160 WPON. Or, of course, Saturday and Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on The Patriot. 24/7 online at WDTKAM.com, local podcasts, Girl to Ron Cameron. And you can listen live on Saturday and Sunday on you just download the app.
Yep, WDTK in your app store.
In your app store. I don't even know what the app store is, but that's okay. Help me on that. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time on Sports Talk. Bye-bye, everybody.
We are the champions. We are the champions. Lose them or lose them. Because we are the champions.
Sponsored by Sports Talk with Ron Cameron. Make plans now for a once-in-a-lifetime adventure to the Holy Land. The Stand with Israel tour is happening this fall. Join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher on a 9-day trip to Israel that will offer you timely insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. In the context of Jerusalem's 50-year anniversary, experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and much more, all in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. For trip details, visit standwithisraeltour.com.
You know, if you see a huge group of people and they're all in line waiting to do something and they're all happy about it, don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? What are these people excited about? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. It's growing like crazy because it works. Think about it. You don't have to deal with health insurance companies anymore or government health insurance. Instead,